7 degrees and pretty sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. There's still plenty of contention over the airport authority, even after a new state-appointed board was seated at the start of this month. There's been a years-long battle over who appoints the board that runs the airport, the city or the state. Traditionally, the city has appointed the majority of seats on the board, but the state has sought to change that. The legislature passed a law in 2023 giving the state appointment power over Nashville's board. Metro sued, saying that move singled out Nashville, which is unconstitutional in Tennessee. So during the last legislative session, lawmakers opted to overhaul multiple airport boards across the state. That law went into effect earlier this month, and a new majority state-appointed board was seated at the Nashville airport. But city leaders say they aren't recognizing that board. They've now sued the Federal Aviation Administration in hopes of maintaining control. Here's Mayor Freddie O'Connell.
We're fighting for the right to control our own airport through litigation. We have sued in federal court, and we've asked the FAA to enforce a 2024 federal law that says you can't change the airport's oversight body without the consent of the existing board.
Metro did have a different lawsuit against the state, but that case had been authorized when the city-appointed board was in power. Then the state-appointed board came on and voted this week to withdraw from the lawsuit. The city of Columbia is telling residents they may need to find a new driving route for the next 3 years. The Mount Olivet Bridge, which was already scheduled for replacement in 2029, just failed inspection. That means the state is shutting down the bridge on Monday over structural concerns. City officials say they're asking the Tennessee Department of Transportation to reevaluate the timeline for replacing the structure. You'll find more news at WPLN.org. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.